Guys, what up, what up? Solea here from Girls Like Me UG. It's been a minute. If you could see me, you'd say that I'm hiding my face. You know, when someone shyly enters a room, like I have the audacity to come back into your space and say, hey, what's up? Life has been crazy these past couple of weeks. Kathy is actually currently on set filming in Jinja again, you know, with her show Mpeke Town. Filming has picked up, so that's a great thing. That's really good news. We should be happy for her. As a result, once again, we are kilometers apart, districts apart. Oh my gosh, how will we survive without each other? But enough about the drama. So what we decided we're going to do is just try to do recordings where we are and then just put them out to you guys, and let's just carry on with the conversations. So what has been happening? Personally for me, it's been a lot of work. It's been a bit crazy. We ended up launching a podcast, another podcast, in March, Women's Day. So I was doing a project for Girls for Girls, and it's a mentoring program for women, you know, women mentoring young girls in the professional space. And last year, they were supposed to have a conference in Uganda because it's an international organization. They have chapters around the world. But unfortunately, pandemic happened. Conference couldn't take place. So the alternative was to actually have a podcast, which I, because I'm a part of Girl for Girls, I ended up producing that podcast. Yours truly was on that show. So please do go check out that other podcast. It's called Her Way, and it's a Project Girl for Girls podcast, and it is on Buzzsprout, and I believe it will also be on Spotify as well, so you won't have to search too far. Just look for Her Way towards a Project Girl for Girls podcast. We would really appreciate the support. You'd hear stories from women from Iceland and Uganda just talking about their experiences, the different fields that they're in. It was really exciting. It was the first time I had been part of such a huge launch, you know, with the press and, you know, both, not even both, we had radio, we had TV, we had print, and then we had an event at Fairway Hotel here in Uganda. It was amazing. And then we had all these wonderful women come out and share their stories and show some support. So it was really, really impressive to be a part of. And aside from that, aside from seeing the launch of that, I've also joined another audio platform, Twitter Spaces, and that would be 360 Mentor with Robert Kavshenga. And that is a daily show, Monday to Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So that has been hectic. So finding the time and the energy and the space to even do our very own beloved podcast, Girls Like Me, I found myself stretched through too thin. Kathy was also doing her filming, and you know, because of the world opening up, theater had finally opened up. National Theater was open for business. Fun Factory also was getting back to work. So they also had a huge, huge project and a huge launch. You know, just saying, you know, guys, we're back, you know, come and support us. So if you are in Kampala, please make sure you do go to National Theatre every Thursday. I also believe it's at 7 p.m. They do have a live show. The theatre's open. You can go hang out with people, have a good laugh. And of course, say hi to Kathy while you're there. But right now, she's in Jinja, like I said. So aside from that, because of all of the work that has been going on these past couple of weeks, I was beginning to feel a little burnt out. And I don't know about you, but I can start recognizing the signs when I'm just tired and I've done absolutely nothing. Like I just wake up in the morning and I'm tired. You know, I have something to eat and I'm tired. I'm just tired. And all I can see, if someone asks me, how are you? I'm just like, I'm tired. My goodness, I became a broken record. It was even annoying for me. And once I realized that, I was like, it's time for me to take a step back and start to reevaluate. Normally in situations like that, I know that I have violated my own boundaries when it comes to carving out time for my work and carving out time for myself. And of course, the time that I carve out for myself does include rest time, which I haven't been doing because I've been working weekends and working late hours, which is something I was not doing in the past and or I had stopped doing. But now I had to readjust, you know, pull my big girl pants on and just readjust and try and figure out, okay, how do I rework my routine? How do I find a way to cut back on certain activities, which is what I've had to do. I've actually had to cut back on a number of projects that I would really want to be a part of, but I'm just not in the right space to take them on. Like I really need some time to recuperate, recalibrate, rejuvenate, and just all the good stuff, you know, to just fill my cup. So one of the things that I'm going to be talking about, of course, is a book that I picked up, because you know me and books. There's a book that I picked up about 2 years ago. It's called The Girl Code. I think you've probably heard of it. It's by Kara Awil Leba. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. So Kara is spelled C-A-R-A. Her next name is A-L-W-I-L-L. And then her third name is L-E-Y-B-A. And Girl Code is a book that's about unlocking the secrets to success, sanity, and happiness. And one of the secrets that I love in this book is they don't serve champagne at pity parties. So here's what she has to say. The next time you feel like you're about to throw a pity party for yourself and invite all those nasty little voices in your head and their plus ones, I want you to try something different. Take your moment and feel the sadness, frustration, whatever it is that you're experiencing. Set a time limit for feeling bad, right? So the best way to pull yourself out of self-pity is to go do something positive for yourself or for your business, right? Remember, they don't serve champagne at pity parties. So take your moment, then smack on some lip gloss and get moving. You've got to love that. There's a whole bunch of other things here, you know, like be your own sugar daddy. You know, don't wait for other people to treat you. You might as well treat yourself. I haven't picked up a book for pleasure reading in a long time. A lot of the books that I've been reading and a lot of the content I've been consuming has been about self-development, personal development, about business, that sort of thing. But I did meet a friend and we were browsing through Uganda Bookshop of all places. But by the way, you guys, if you're looking for very good deals on really good books by Ugandan authors, I'm talking hardcover coffee table kind of books, you can actually find them at Uganda Bookshop. I know this shouldn't be a shocker, but for some reason it is. Please go to Uganda Bookshop and support, show some love. And a book that I came across was illustrated by one of my favorite illustrators. She's called Vashti Harrison. She illustrated a book written by Matthew A. Cherry, Hair Love, A Celebration of Daddies and Daughters Everywhere. And it's a very, very beautiful book. I've loved her illustrations. I follow her on Instagram. I would say I'm slightly obsessed with her work because I bought a children's book for myself purely because of her images. They're just gorgeous. I love them. And aside from that, I think that's all I have to share. I mean, we're definitely going to be back on track. We're not going to be abandoning this platform. That's never going to happen. You guys are our day ones. You've been rolling with us since 2019. So there's no way we're going to just up and leave. Kathy and I will be doing our best to make sure we record our sessions. I will be bringing in a special guest every now and then. We have one of our old favorites whom you guys love and know, and she will definitely be joining me maybe on a co-hosting gig. Who knows if she's up to it. But yeah, I just want to let you guys know that we are alive, we are well, we thank God for that. But I hope that you are doing good. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope you're showing yourself some love, appreciation, and kindness, and that you're doing the same for those around you. But don't forget yourself. Remember, you cannot pour from an empty cup. We'll be catching up. Oh, wow. Luzungu, you see? That's how long it's been. We'll be catching you on the next episode, guys. Take care, and we'll see you soon. Not see you literally, but you know, we'll see you. All right then. Sending you loads of love and hugs and all the good things. Have a fantastic time, guys. Bye-bye.